Hello.
Can you hear me? Can you hear? I gave my review on Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick?
Yeah, we were just saying.
I don't know.
Capricorn.
Garrett, you know, was wearing some Nike gear.
Bold.
And,
yeah. Bold.
I got some bold Nike statement. Gear.
I thought we lit all that stuff on fire.
I bought thousands of dollars of Nike equipment just to burn it.
Yeah.
Because that's how I show that I'm mad.
Yep. Yeah.
I gave them all of my money and then lit the merchandise on fire to prove a point.
I burned it to my legs. I lit my polyester leggings on fire while I was wearing them.
I did that with my boxers and for no statement.
Welded them to your
just
balls.
A sexual reason.
You welded your
briefs. Yeah, just a sex reason. I wanted the hot Fruit of the Loom fabric on my nuts.
You know what all the things we're talking about has in common with this podcast?
What's that?
It's lit.
Oh, what? Dude.
Go to the wide shot.
So dope.
It's fire, bro. Oh.
How do you dance?
Oh!
What the fuck?
Theme song.
You should have
theme song. Theme song.
What the fuck was that?
What I thought I'd start things off with a bang. Straight up Kamehameha style. I hope y'all like it out there.
It was hot, dude.
Okay.
Fucking Christopher.
I told y'all
here.
This podcast was lit. It's fire, bro.
Okay. The bug stunt, terrible. Worse by the day.
Yeah.
The fire stunt.
The fire stunt?
Maybe in the moment I didn't like it, but my appreciation has only grown in the moment.
You know,
so good job.
I got to say, it got my blood pumping. My heart rate is all boosted. I'm all fucking
wide
awake
now.
That
scared the shit out of me.
It scares me because my reaction was just to stare at it because I was just kind of frozen and like, what's going on? That's bad. I should have, Frank was out.
Yeah, that Frank.
Lightning fast.
In a fire hazard, Frank makes his way to the exit.
I watched that video of the Great White Nightclub so many times.
Oh yeah.
We were just talking about that the other day when we were at the Aquabats concert.
Yeah.
And I brought up, like, man, a lot of these shows, even the Aquabats, they used to have fireworks on their guitars.
Yeah.
I used to go to a lot of small shows that had little pyro, stunts involved. And yeah, that to me, I think that video, if anyone hasn't seen it, the Great White Nightclub, is that what it's
called? Yeah,
it's a horrific video. I'm warning you.
Don't watch it.
It's just conceptually a horrible thing because
honestly,
nobody
survived
it.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Everything
so many
about
people
it
died.
Is. Like you watch the video and you just think, like, I've been in a situation, in a room like this before.
Yeah.
And if this would have happened, it's the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah, a small club catches on fire real quick and no one can get out. It's terrifying.
Venue owners must have hated that because, like, me and my friends in our, like, younger bands, we did stupid
everybody
shit.
Burning to death.
Yeah. We put fireworks on our instruments too. And you're telling me your friends did it? Like, that just must have been everyone in the 20s was sticking, like,
Kiss did it.
Roman candles on their
Kiss
bass
started
guitar.
It.
Yeah. So
I wish we didn't go to the theme song. Your guys' reaction during that was great. I could see your hearts beating in your chest.
Oh my god.
But I was just gonna say that as of that once that video went out, that was the end of it everywhere.
Yeah.
Like I don't after that completely. I don't know one show. Like I remember going to a couple shows after it came out that did it a little bit. And then there was just an uneasy, that is like, audience isn't feeling that anymore.
It's like in that video when the cop shoots himself with the gun in the leg.
Yeah. Yep.
And then he goes, all right, well, I shot myself, but it's okay. All right, bring out the AK-47. And all the kids in the class are just like, no. Turn the fireworks off.
Yeah.
When I saw it on the Game Awards during the Pull My Devil Trigger performance, there was a ton of pyro on stage, and I was getting nervous because my head goes right to there, like, what if the bassist runs up next to the drummer and that pot goes off and explodes under him? Like, I always think of Michael Jackson and the Great White thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But a big venue like that, I mean, they got a billion exits.
Yeah.
That little club did not.
Maybe. But it's more for the performer, I always think about, like, don't go where you're not supposed to, because it happens all the time.
Don't go where the road don't go.
Hell yeah.
Fall backstage.
Yeah. Hey, that is a reminder, actually. A lot of shit happened this week. Somewhat. A lot of shit happened. The Game Awards were Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Thursday night. And, you know, I've been to that a few times, but I haven't gone to the last couple. I was all set to go last year.
Yeah.
And then the fires happened, and it was like, oh, yeah, the freeways are dodgy. Oh, yeah. I was like, nah, I'm not going to mess with that.
Oh, so were we not invited this year?
No. I mean, I got a thing about it.
Oh, you weren't. Oh. I would have gone.
What are you saying?
What would you have done at the Game Awards?
Loved every second of it.
Oh.
You didn't. You watched it at home on Twitch?
Yeah, you did that from home.
Yeah.
That's all good.
I watched it from home.
Well, I was going to say, I always give Jeff Keighley props. Because Jeff Keighley, a lot of people don't realize he's the one that does that show. Like, there's still a lot of mentality that Game Awards show is like still like a
corporate
Spike TV, yeah, like Viacom thing. Yeah. It's not like he took that from that whole entity and he's doing it himself. And I think he legitimately tries and does a really good job of trying to find that right balance of, you know, it has to be commercial to a degree, but then has a lot of awesome announcements and
he gets better and better every year.
Yeah, he really does a good job. But I will say this year, I thought he did a great job with the show.
Yeah.
This is the first year though that I think the announcements did not appeal to my taste in video games. I don't think there was even one that I, because I never played stuff from like Obsidian, mm-hmm, or, you know, Anthem. You know, Anthem is who's developing Anthem?
That's BioWare.
BioWare, yeah. All of that stuff was not in my
come on, Ultimate wheelhouse. Alliance 3.
But yeah, I was gonna say the most I could say is Ultimate Alliance 3 being a Switch exclusive and being made by Team Ninja.
Yeah.
That was crazy. So I'll say that was pretty.
As soon
as
it came on screen, like with the HUD around the character and everything, I knew. I was like, holy shit, it's been like a long time since an Ultimate Alliance.
And the fact that Nintendo's got it. Yeah. Nintendo's publishing it.
Yeah.
That is blowing my mind.
My first thought, though, is like, this doesn't look that great. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is this a cell phone game? Oh, no, Switch exclusive.
Yeah.
But, I, you know, I get it. Ultimate Alliance was always kind of like you're way zoomed out.
Yeah,
it's like tiny little character.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that trailer was zoomed in or something. I don't know what was going on, but
yeah, I don't know. But I'm in for that though. If that's cool, I think that's awesome. But you know, I know one of the big things was the Persona DLC for Smash, but I never played Persona. So
I got excited just because I know how excited the Smash community and the anime community is going to be now.
Well, it was cool just in the sense that the fact that the like whenever these DLC characters come out, the fact that the first one is a Persona character, I guess it's exciting in the sense that there are no rules now. Mm-hmm. Like, oh man, anybody could be in this game. Like,
yeah.
So that's kind of cool, whatever. But because
they still haven't announced everyone, right?
No, Joker from Persona is the first of five that are planned, in addition to the Piranha Plant. That will be a later thing. But the craziest thing, that Persona announcement was huge for two reasons. One, open up the door. Persona was on PlayStation only. But then two, the kind of soft rumor that by announced is like, okay, so Persona 5 is coming to Smash Brothers. That means Nintendo and Atlas are talking together.
Yeah.
That means Persona 5's gonna have to come to Switch eventually.
And that's I'm more excited about that prospect than anything, because I played a couple hours of that game and I like it, but I never had the time. I will play the shit out of it on Switch.
Yeah,
I hope that happens.
It ran on PS3, so they should be able to port it. They did portable versions of P3 and P4, so like it seems likely. But yeah, that is like, again, I just beat Persona 5, so I am ecstatic about that.
Yeah.
I got confused. I thought that we did something awesome. Because I kept seeing Joker update. I'm like, what? What?
Oh, yeah, the
Joker update.
Yeah.
Like, now it's like gone to the world where, like, I think that's about us.
They
like,
kind of stole our bit.
That's right. Jeff Keighley
it's embarrassing.
Joker.
But I was like, dude, there's a Joker update in the... What? Oh. I don't know what Joker is.
Yeah, people kept sending me Joker in Smash, and I was like, oh, my God. And I'm hoping for, like, you know, that fucking Joker. And I have to say, I'm probably the only one on Earth that was disappointed when I found out it was the Persona Joker. Like,
No.
I know that's appropriate.
Me too. Yeah. I thought it was the same thing.
I really was like, fucking Jared Leto Joker doing the voice to Link.
Link.
In our little world is the only way that could be a disappointment. Everyone on Earth was
blown away. I'm going to fuck you up, Link. Yeah. I'm going to fucking kill you.
Dr. Mario.
Oh,
that's his final smash. His face just glows.
Yeah, he just does the look.
Can he have like a minor attack where he tattoos on your face? Like,
oh, damaged.
Put a damage on Mario's face. Yeah.
And he sends used condoms your way.
Sorry, Yoshi.
Oh, he sends a used condom to Mario.
Yeah, his assist trophy is like Harley in a bikini, and and everybody else gets all squeamish. Like, oh, I kind of like it. I don't know if that's okay.
Yeah.
And then they all...
Because they're Nintendo characters. They're like, are we allowed to like this?
Yeah.
I think Nintendo should pick this up.
Yeah, and then have every Persona character, sorry, every Smash Brothers character gets a stage, so the Joker's character should be Hot Topic. That way you're all set.
Yeah.
That'd be
great. And then have Joker from Persona, too. Mm-hmm. So you got both Jokers.
Yeah, alternate costume.
And then get, what's his name? Miller. Fred I'm a joke. I'm a toker. I'm a midnight toker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Steve Miller?
Steve Miller Band. Get Fred Steve Miller in there, and he does cousin. That song in the background.
Fred Miller
Fuck yeah.
Band.
Then you have the ultimate game for white people.
Okay.
I mean, that's right. Isn't that song? Miller, I hear that song and I'm just like,
Steve Miller. Close up on me. Close up.
Yeah. Wait, go to Derek.
I love Steve Miller Band.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
Well, time keeps on slipping into the future.
Yeah. Psychedelic.
Now, one second. Rocco, is Derek allowed to like that band?
What?
Yeah, because I heard what you just said.
You set the rules.
I don't make them. I have decided this is not about Smash Brothers or racism.
What?
I am not going to cuss this podcast.
Whoa.
Good luck.
Right on, man.
Yeah,
I've
right.
done it so far. I have.
Pussy.
Yeah, right. So I just want you guys to know.
That was that kid's birthday party you went to
this
weekend.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
Do you know Ray William Johnson has a new web series out right now that is really popular?
That's okay.
It's called The Freshman Philosopher.
Is this real?
It's real.
Yes, okay. I saw the
yeah.
What is that?
He basically
RJW.
He basically is like taking down snowflake. Don't put the camera on me. Sean's reaction. He's taking down like snowflakes. Like every snowflake issue, he basically he like explains why you shouldn't be like offended or why you're stupid.
Huh.
Ray William Johnson explaining to people why they're stupid. Freshman philosopher.
Well,
squirrel.
It's like that Penn and Teller show. What's it called?
No. No, it's
and it gets like 20 million views like every episode.
Well, good for him.
What do you think about that?
You're glad?
You know, I would love to have 20 million views on all of our videos. So maybe one day.
I don't think he has 20 million views on those.
I don't. I find that hard to believe.
On Facebook, he does.
Maybe
Facebook video.
Maybe if you stepped it up, Sean, and put out some like
he's got Zuckerberg in his pocket.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Sean's appreciative.
Yeah.
I'm going to be checking in with Sean all throughout the
now,
podcast.
I can still be negative. I'm just not going to cuss.
Why?
So okay. I'm going to say some fricks.
Didn't you go to a kid's birthday party?
Because I said I was going to do it, or you said I was going to do it like five podcasts ago, and I get a lot of messages about it like, you can't do it. Like, I don't think you can do
That's a good chance.
Which is ridiculous. Of course I can do it.
All
right. I just choose not to, but I'm going to choose two tonight. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, curses are the spice of the
language
flavor.
Yeah. PETA came out this week, says that phrases like bringing home the bacon are the same as racist and homophobic speech. What do you think about that?
I think that's a bold stance. That's
I thought you were going to say bullshit.
I think it's a bold thing to say.
Close.
You agree with that?
I don't agree. I don't even kind of agree.
Hey, Sean, tell us about how you feel. I mean, my health care is going up next year. I think, how's yours looking?
Oh. It's tough, guys.
Well, what's the situation?
It's a tough road to hoe, I'll tell you that
much. You got a family, obviously health care for your family. How's that going?
It's not the ideal situation to have to pay $1 billion a month.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And the copay is also ridiculous.
And they do get sick a lot,
why do your kids get
anything
so
else?
Sick?
Yeah, what else?
It's not gonna work.
What do you mean?
You guys?
Did you do your Christmas shopping already?
I did some.
Got a lot left.
Go.
Yeah.
How's parking?
Parking was fine, yes. It's fine. Anyway, let's
fix that
move on.
Yeah, I thought we were
We don't need to worry about me.
Sean, all right. Listen.
We'll get him by the end of the show. Don't worry, everybody. We'll work at it.
Favorite characters?
Guys,
what?
Real quick, I'm going to change the topic. Kids, you can hear Kevin now. We gave Kevin a microphone finally.
Kevin has a mic.
You guys probably can hear him.
Yeah.
Kevin, we've made a lot of tweaks today. We got an entirely new Like, my microphone was, like, out to kill me
yeah.
the past few shows. We got a whole new mixer involved. We got a better, like, main camera. We got all kinds of stuff
yeah,
in motion.
A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, but now we can...
Yeah.
Now we can hear our friend Kevin.
It's stepped up.
Beautiful.
Big yeah. time, baby.
There was one more announcement at the Game Awards.
Yeah,
I didn't see a ton of people talk about this. There's a game coming out where you play as, like, chimpanzees or apes throughout evolution,
yeah.
like, every few million of years.
That sounds rad.
Yeah, like, I think you would dig
yeah.
it. Like, it was just, like, this... I forget what it was called. I'm sure someone in the chat would know. But you're just... Again, I said this live as I was watching it, but really, it's, like, it's like Monkey Dark Souls.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like, and I'm
yeah.
in. I'm in.
And it's like this
Monkey
evolution.
Souls.
It's
yeah.
like this...
You know, so life is kind of like Monkey Dark Souls yeah. when you think about it.
Ancestors, you know? That's
Ancestors.
What it is.
That's,
thank
yeah.
you, Lambert.
We
yeah.
had to fight to evolve.
That sounds sick.
It looks
great.
It looked very early,
yeah.
but it looked like it had a lot of potential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Corey Balrog?
I think it was someone who was worked on Fallout
Balrog.
4.
I love his name too.
And then founded his own team.
Okay,
so
right.
People, like, there's so many like teams that Ubisoft has splintered off.
Yeah.
Garrett, do you know that it's Balrog?
No.
Or do you?
He said Corey Balrog.
I know he said that, but do you know?
I love Street Fighter.
Do you
man.
Know that's what you did? Versus
yeah, yeah,
the,
yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
He won for
nasty
and,
uppercut.
And
yeah, God of War won Game of the Year.
Justified. God of War won a lot of stuff, and I thought that was rad.
You know, I was talking about this in...
Is
in,
God of War everybody's game of the year?
I still need to
no.
play it.
Okay. I'm going to say, you know, I wouldn't pick it maybe as my number one game of the year. But it was a fantastic game. And I was talking about this in the car the other day. That game, I think it's super cool that it's winning. I say let it win the awards. Even though it's not my favorite, maybe. It took something... It kind of did an impossible task. It took... A series that was already established, already had its own set of rules, gameplay, characters. In you know, it was kind of this immature thing, and I mean that endearingly. I love the God of War games all leading up to this, but it had all this stuff and then changed all of it and made it a little more mature. It totally changed the gameplay, the story. All this stuff changed, and it kind of shouldn't have worked. Like, so many people could have fucked that up, and they
yeah.
didn't. So I think it's cool. Hey. They deserve awards. I think that's totally cool. I think I like Spider-Man more personally as
an
overall game. Yeah. Spider-Man is probably I have not played enough Red Dead to make that call on that, but as of now Spider-Man is still my favorite this year.
If I am just going by the game that I played the most, like the game that captured my attention, it would have to be Red Dead.
Yeah.
I played Spider-Man,
yeah.
I played God of War, but yeah. after 2 or 3 weeks of those games, I put them down.
Yeah.
Red Dead I've been playing pretty consistently, so that's my Gotti for 2018.
I mean, my second would be God of War, so I mean, PlayStation killed it this year.
Yeah.
My second would probably be God of War 2, honestly.
Yeah, but the return of the fucking Jedi here is the end of the year, the Switch has been killing it.
Yeah.
Sorry, you were...
Yeah,
you were
so like with me... this was the year I beat Persona 5, which is now
yeah.
one of my favorite games I've played ever. So that's
yeah.
like my game of the year, even though it came out last year. I'm just now getting a Spider-Man God of War.
Yeah.
But in terms of indie games, The Messenger, which I talked about long ago, which actually won best like indie debut at the Game Awards.
Oh, yeah.
That was that 8-bit, 16-bit game.
Cool.
And there's another game called Dusk, which is like,
yeah.
it's a first-person shooter, but it looks like it was made in the 90s. Both those two are like indie PC games that are really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, Persona 5. But I'll beat God of War and Spider-Man
yeah.
and figure it out.
The only, yeah. honestly, the only reason I wouldn't have picked God of War is just I thought it was a fantastic game, and they really, really did a great job. It just, it achieves this level and stays there, and it doesn't, after it kind of establishes, like, wow, they did this, I didn't feel like it took any further risk, so when I beat it, I was like, okay, that was cool.
Talking about God of War?
Yeah. Whereas Spider-Man, man, in that game's final acts, oh my god, it just takes all this emotional risk, and it really, like, it made me feel stuff. It was just like, wow, like, there's things I could say are a little repetitive or whatever. It wasn't perfect, but Spider-Man just really, it made me feel like I was Spider-Man. Okay, that's the sappy thing to say, but the story was really, really good in it and believable and, like, raw and real. I really like that. So, I don't know. That was what
you know,
I like, but they're close to each other.
I always
like
have this problem in a video game. This happened to me with Fallout, New Vegas, happened to me with God of War. I hit a point where it's... maybe a third of the way into the game or halfway into the game.
Yeah.
Where the second half of the story unfolds before you.
Yeah.
You're going through this moment by moment. This is so cool. I don't know what the fuck is happening. Ah, guys.
Yeah.
Whoa, new powers. And then you come to a point where it's like, now we're going to show you the grand story. And they kind of lay out what your real quest is going to
sure.
be.
Yeah.
And they give you a fat laundry list of things to do. And you kind of see like, oh, I got a lot of shit to do. Uh-huh. In New Vegas, it was like, there's all these people running these gangs. And you can pick which one you want to go and take them down and take over yeah. the whole land. And I was like, yeah, I could do that. Or... And in God of War, they kind of opened up like, you're going to go to this other dimension and,
yeah.
you know, you're going to travel to these different lands and slay all these legendary creatures. I was yeah. like, well, am I? you know, I hit that know, point.
But that's funny. I had that thought kind of at that point, but it didn't really – I think there's a lot of maybe optional stuff you can
yes.
do. But I just followed the path and it never like got more complicated.
And that's the second yeah. half of my comment here. It's yeah. not that those tasks are too hard. It's just – mentally overwhelming,
yeah.
and I always, you know, I'm enjoying the game, but I think, okay, like, cool, I have a lot to do here. I'm going to put this down, and I'll come back to this, and I never come back.
Yeah,
and I always pick up another game.
Yeah,
and actually, Red Dead, I've been playing it, and I haven't hit that level yet. I feel like I want to do more in Red Dead, and they're yeah. holding me back.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm just progressing through it. They kind of put the carrot, you know, they dangle it in front of me, and
sure.
if the carrot's pulled away, and I just see the landscape, it's like I'm a little bit scared to go forward now.
Yeah,
they pace it well.
Yeah,
I just got to a place where it seems whenever I get to a new chapter and the chapters are paced pretty well, that it's like, oh shit, the story just unfolded and got super. I'm way more sucked in now.
Totally.
On every new chapter.
When it comes to Red Dead, like I said, I played it a ton the week it came out and never again. Like I've played the new Smash a ton because it's on Switch. I brought it here, but I've been here a lot and or out somewhere, and so the Switch is great. But Red Dead, I haven't had any time to sit at home and play. However, I am on Christmas break this year.
Oh, yeah.
That is going to be my full-time job.
Smash?
No, Red Dead.
Oh, Red Dead.
Red Dead, I'm playing fucking till like from dawn to dusk.
Till the cows yeah. come home.
Playing
Cow
that
poke.
Shit. So I'm, you know, at the end of the year, I'll give you my final
I'm thought. Still fucking around. I'm still in chapter two.
Oh, wow.
Still in chapter two. I'm trying to get to chapter three,
I am
y'all,
in chapter
but.
Chapter two as well.
I'm doing everything yeah. too, but I hunt a lot of animals and steal a lot of shit. Yeah. I don't even feel like I'm, you know, not doing the missions, but apparently, how long has this game been out?
October 23rd, yeah. something like that, late October.
Yeah. So about 2 months. I'm doing about a chapter a month, basically.
You're getting a lot out of it, though. I mean, you're actually going out and just exploring and having fun utilizing all the different systems.
Yeah.
A lot of people just went and did like main story, main story, main story, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm kind of halfway between you and
yeah.
and that, like where I'm trying to focus on main
it's
story.
It's funny because when I played it for Friend Dimension, I don't know if this episode came out yet.
Mad Dog, Derek?
Oh, you're talking about the Red Dead episode?
Yeah.
Actually, on our Patreon, it's out now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right well, now. When I played it for Friend Dimension, I brought in my own load and I noticed immediately you guys were like, whoa, you've customized your character a lot.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, I really did. Like, I fucked yeah. with his hair. Like, I styled yeah. his whole head.
Same here.
And made a whole, like, all black. Everything.
You know what?
I basically made him look like every other character in every other video game. He doesn't look like a cowboy. He looks like evil Nathan Drake.
yeah. I was trying to figure out how, because I went to the place trying to get, like, a black jacket. I'm like, oh, I have a black jacket, too. Oh, I don't know how to do it. I can't figure it out.
What do you mean? Did you buy a jacket?
Yeah, but, like, the black wasn't an option. It didn't look
some jackets don't come in every color.
Yeah, your guy looked way cooler than my guy.
Thank you. I spent a lot of time working on him. I just got purple fingerless gloves as my new addition.
Dope.
I spent so much money on clothes. I do this in Grand Theft Auto too. I'm really into like stylizing my characters.
That's some of the funnest part of those Rockstar games is just how good their customizable, you know, avatar
options. Yeah, and I love in the cutscene it's like what you chose.
Yes.
I hate when you customize a character in the game and then the cutscene, it goes back to the default.
Yeah.
That doesn't really happen, thankfully, anymore. Back in the day, youngins.
Remasters,
feel,
it does.
Yeah, I feel like Saints Row 3 was, like, the Saints Row games were, like, the first ones that were really, like, oh, you can make your character as stupid as possible, and then the cutscenes
kept
that in. And then from that point on, it was, like, every game followed suit.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the new Smash Brothers real quick?
Yeah.
We've all got it here.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Ready.
So... New Smash Brothers came out.
What, did it? Did everyone out there know it came out?
I caved. I said I wasn't interested. Bought it.
Oh, hell yeah. I knew it.
Wait, hold on.
Sorry.
Not only did Derek end up buying it after you said he wasn't going to, not only that, today I walk into the studio and Derek is playing there.
I have it here with me
on
right
a Switch
now.
Switch Portable.
Yeah. I said I would never take the Switch Portable out of my house.
Yeah.
I fucking have Smash Brothers here with me in my pocket.
That's what I told. I was like, it took the Smash Brothers for you to bring the Switch out.
It's with you.
What?
It is pretty nice. It's nice. I prefer playing it on console, but
of course. But you are here before the podcast.
Yeah.
Everyone. I mean, I didn't bring mine. Kevin. But besides that, everyone was playing together.
Yeah, we all did wireless networking, whatever, and then local play, and we were all playing here on the set right before we went live.
Yeah.
So that's really cool, and it's awesome. We each have our own console, so you have like what characters you unlock.
Oh yeah,
you're not just playing my copy where it's like, oh, I didn't know. Oh, you have Simon Belmont. I don't have that. You know,
or you don't have the character that I like. So I'm playing it. You know, here's what it was. I was at home on Facebook, and everybody's posting all their shit, and I kept seeing that painting when you play classic mode. This is my best that I've got so far, and I was thinking like, damn. I really don't want everybody walking around thinking that they're better than me at Smash Bros.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Fomo,
fuck
dude.
That. You know, I had to. I just wanted to get in and get in on the action. So I'm playing it. I'm playing single player. I don't know if you guys have all started single player.
Yeah.
The World of Light mode or whatever?
Yeah, Spirit mode. World of Light. Yeah.
I've been playing the shit out
so,
of it.
So yeah. I want to talk about the opening cutscene to that was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Whoever's directing the shit over at Nintendo, that is some dark shit.
Yeah, wasn't it good?
It's like kind of scary. It was kind of sad, actually. I actually felt a little bit depressed and heartbroken just seeing all my favorite Nintendo characters basically being murdered.
Did you never see the trailer?
They showed that ahead of them.
I missed all the marketing for this game. So I'm watching it, and like it's pretty emotional experience. I've never seen this video before, and it's like, dude, they're all going up against Gleam, whatever the fuck that is. Then everybody starts fucking dying, and I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. They're killing fucking Mario and Yoshi. And then it's like the Ice Climbers are like running away and they get killed. And Falco's like in his ship flying off. And I'm like, these bitches are fucking dying as they're running away, like getting shot in the back. Like classic dying like a bitch moment. Like running for your life.
Who's running? Who gets
Falco?
Like a bitch?
So here's the thing. Falco. It's like Battle Royale. Some people try to fight and they die in the throes of combat. Some people are scared and run away and they die running in fear. The thing that fucking blew my mind, this was hardcore. Does anybody else know what the most hardcore moment of this whole fucking cutscene is? Fucking Wii Fit yoga trainer just hits tree pose and fucking...
She's at peace, dude.
Hits tree pose to face certain death. I've never seen anything so badass in any Nintendo. Fuck.
Well,
you're telling me... If you're standing, let's imagine real life and a comet is coming to smash Earth. I'm shitting my pants and thinking, I'm about to die. This fucker's like, no, fuck that.
Yeah, salute the sun, baby.
In Rogue One, at the end, they just like stood there and waited to die.
Dude, I love that.
Spoiler.
I love that ending.
Yeah.
So cool.
Okay, this is even for Inglorious Bastards. You spoiled that for me.
Oh,
wow.
Shit.
Wii Fit yoga trainer hits tree pose and walks backwards into hell facing the Grim Reaper. I'm sorry.
Hey.
That was fucking cool. For Halloween, I'm Wii Fit yoga trainer.
My favorite moments were that I loved just seeing a cardboard box get blown away because you knew who was in it.
Yeah, that was.
I actually thought that was great directing.
That was great.
No, the whole thing was directed really well.
Yeah, and I mean, I never thought there'd be something ever that gave me goosebumps involving Kirby.
Yeah,
but Kirby surviving it was so like, awesome. However, that leads me to my one criticism I will say of the single player mode. I've been having a lot of fun with it, and I love all these things you do with the souls and all that stuff. They feel almost like a mobile game. But I mean that in a good way, because they're ancillary, you know, it's an ancillary thing to the main game. And I like that, having it as a portable, like, yeah, let me upgrade this guy. Okay, I'll put it away now. I love all that stuff. But the one thing, and it was a thing I said about the Wii U version too, I remember when the Wii U one came out, it didn't have all of those crazy cutscenes. The Brawl on the Wii did. Their story mode had cutscenes like that throughout the single player mode.
Yeah.
Wii U didn't. And Sakurai was like, yeah, we're not doing that because everyone just uploads them to YouTube. So, nah. And I just think, man, the single player mode in the Switch version would be so much cooler if every so often when you beat something, there would be a story cutscene like that. But they have this in their head to not put them in the game anymore, and I don't get it. I won't look at them on YouTube. I know people upload them. I won't look. I don't.
Well, let's unpack the logic. These are so special, we don't want people to put them on YouTube. So we won't show them to anyone ever.
Yeah, I just don't like. Yeah, that to me is a still a misstep since Brawl. Like, I'm not saying Brawl single player was like.
No, you're talking about the cutscenes. They're entertaining,
but those scenes are really cool. And how cool would it be to have some more we haven't seen throughout the game?
They're saving a lot of time and money by not having to make and animate.
So that was just whack, and I think they should go back to that. But otherwise, been enjoying the hell out of the single player.
Yeah, it's cool.
I've been really surprised, though, I have to say, too. I've seen so much feedback online that's like, oh, here's how you unlock all the characters. You know, fuck the game. Just go in and out of menus for 6 hours, and that'll trigger them all. Oh, change the language this many times. Just play the game. Like, just play the game that you bought. And you'll unlock it. I just don't get, like, play through that. I think some people just want those characters to play.
There's
with their
two types of people
as
in
quick
the world.
As they want, but yeah. I don't know.
There's people who want to experience the game just as a game, and there's people who just want to give me everything, boop, and it's there.
Yeah, and I you know, I could see that. You know, you're jumping into multiplayer. Where's Simon Belmont? I get it, but to me, to spend all this time rigging menus to do stuff, I just feel like. If you play the single player that they gave you in the game that you bought, you will get them.
And it trains you. Fun. Yeah. It makes you good.
Yeah. I'm learning characters and shit about them that I wasn't good at before.
Let me ask you guys a question.
All right.
So I have not played Smash Brothers really since like the first one. Mm-hmm. And so I'm playing this now.
On Nintendo 64?
Correct. That was like the one that I played. I was good at that one. And then I didn't really play Brawl, and then whatever, since then I've been way left in the dark. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to play this game. And I couldn't beat the first person. I couldn't beat anything.
Yeah.
And so I was I don't know what I'm doing.
Did you play it on classic mode?
Yeah.
Did you set the hardness to 1?
I sure did. So, well, maybe I didn't.
See, I'm turning everything on. I started out on normal. Within one match, everything's on easy now.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
And there's ways to make it
so
easier.
I went, there's a training mode. I'm like, okay. This is what I need. I'll figure this out. But the training mode didn't, like, tell me anything. Like, the training mode just put me in a world, and it's like, okay.
Practice.
Yeah, practice. Like, No, you have to hold my hand because I'm an idiot. And you have to walk me through this and, like, show me what, okay, this is the jump button.
You honestly need to play multiplayer with someone who will walk you through it.
Yeah but my criticism is, I shouldn't have to do that, and they should tell me.
But like, you know what? When I left it at the start menu, it started showing me like how the game works.
Oh, that's right.
It walked through the mechanics.
There's a how-to play section on the menu.
You know, Sean, you couldn't find that black shirt in Red Dead either. I'm kind of wondering. Is everything okay?
No, I'm just saying. Like I only played for like 20 minutes today, and I do have a real quick story.
Maybe you're just not old. Too old.
And that, it sucks because I do feel that.
I feel that way sometimes too.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna bring up a certain series, but
I get
main
more
character dies.
Don't.
Nah, I'm not even.
He's
it's okay.
So, anyways,
you know,
I do feel a little. And can I be real when I say?
Yeah, be real. Be raw.
I thought in the moment.
Say some shit.
Should I bring this up on the podcast or is that too embarrassing?
No.
But I'm like, no. This is who I am.
All perspectives are
this
great.
Is who I am. Love it or leave it. And,
Dad
you know,
gamer.
Love me or leave me.
You know
Dad
what?
Leave me alone.
I love Smash Brothers. I'm not as good at this game as I thought I was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll get there, I'm sure.
I thought I'd pop in at, like, you know, level 9, destroy everything. But no, the AI is harder than I expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you just got to play with it. You got to stick with it. Honestly, Smash Brothers, you don't know. I'll let you know. The button scheme, once you figure it out, it'll click and it's super simple. Yeah. So I think they maybe figure, like, if you just play with it, you'll figure out what all the
buttons
are.
And I'm sure that's going to happen. I will say, one of the best moments of playing this game so far, I only played for a little bit, I gave the controller to Emma, who played for, like, half an hour. Uh-huh. And she lost. And got so pissed, she took the controller and she threw it onto the couch. Just went, ugh! And then she walked away and went in her room and just like started reading a book. And I was like, "This is Smash Brothers."
It made her rage.
This is the experience. Yeah. This is part of it. So welcome. This is what it's like.
I heard. I saw my brother. He was playing it, and I got a. I was wondering. I was like, "Did he pick his copy up?" And then I heard, ah! And I was like, "Yeah."
Dude, that was happening with
but
Ryan.
I didn't hear suck a fart
I've
out of my
I've never
ass.
Once heard her like have that rage of playing a video game. I was like almost not proud even, of her. I'm like, you're growing up.
Not even in tournament level soccer.
Yeah.
No.
That
I
anger
was
never
playing
came out.
It in my living room fighting somebody. Yeah, at the end of the match, I was like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. And my cat like ran out of the room. So
it's been
it happens.
It's been bad. I've been more angry at this video game than I've been at a video game in so long.
Yeah.
And dude, my go-to is scream fuck at the top of my lungs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that, that's your go-to?
I am so into all these new characters and unlocking them. And it's like everyone I care about, I come up against and I fucking lose.
No, yeah, because the pressure's on. And you're like,
yes.
Gotta get this.
I don't know.
That's about, yeah,
I've lost
now?
Isabella. I've lost Snake. I've lost Simon
Snake.
Belmont.
Oh, no.
I cannot catch a fucking
well,
break.
I'll tell you.
I lose
you
more than
beat
I win.
Pretty soon,
you gotta beat him.
Early on, you unlock like a rematch mode for
okay.
those guys. So just keep
yeah, you can
stick with it.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't in the normal Smash game mode. It's somewhere else where you can rematch.
Well, if you miss out on these challenger approaches,
yeah.
You will unlock a thing where you can revisit those yeah. guys.
How do you know? How do you unlock it?
You might have
keep
already
playing.
Unlocked it.
Just keep playing.
Just keep playing and it'll show up.
After like an hour or two. It's just one of the random
I mean,
things you get.
Thank God I've got my two mains unlocked, so I have two people to bounce between.
Who are they?
Villager and Wii Fit Trainer.
Okay. Those are your mains?
Yeah.
I don't have either of them.
Really?
My main has been
Villager.
My main's been Game & Watch, but I don't have him
but
yet.
I
just unlocked Marth.
I want to play with these new characters, yeah. and I keep losing whenever
dude,
the pressure's
well,
on.
Look at the Secrets Rock
yeah, dude,
online.
Just
tap yeah,
like
shit
run
all night. I'm going to do some menu tapping.
Yeah.
And run some macros.
There was a thing in Melee where you had to leave your game on for like 100
yep.
hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get the, what? What did
YouTube,
you get? I don't remember.
Mewtwo or something. Yeah. Or yeah. I remember people would just say, yeah, just leave it on overnight. Come back in the morning. Mewtwo will be ready for you.
I'll do that tonight.
That's
yeah,
so
bring
funny.
It back. And then one other thing, too, I love. I totally forgot when the Wii U Smash Bros. Came out, I got the Wii U GameCube adapter, GameCube controllers.
Yeah.
And when I got the Smash version, Brian told me it all works. So
yep.
I plugged in my Wii U GameCube adapter. I still have the original GameCube controller I played Melee with, and that works, which I love.
Whoa.
So, yeah, I was so happy that stuff that came with the Wii U version of Smash Bros., that I had that extra long cable mm-hmm. Smash controller. And that four-port thing worked perfectly, plug and play.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
Have you guys been using what?
Pro controllers?
Pro controller.
Yeah.
Just been I've been using everything. Like the controller itself, like with the screen mounted, is great. The
yeah.
Pro controller is fine.
Yeah,
I think the GameCube controller. Mm-hmm. I think that just feels cooler.
Yeah.
But everything is playing great. Like I really think if this wasn't eligible for, or if this was eligible for Game Awards, that might have been on there.
Yeah, well, next year.
Next year.
I don't know, or maybe that fell into a weird gap. Maybe it won't be there next year.
It's weird because it's eligible now because it's out after the Game Awards, but it's
yeah.
so far away from next year's presentation.
Yeah.
Are people still going to be
who knows?
Smashing?
Like next year, yeah. when we're playing Death Stranding on
Switch.
Switch. January on the Switch
hopefully.
In January. Still hey, please. I was just going to say, like, as of getting this game, I thought, like, man, finally this crescendo of all these games coming out is over, you know, kind of like now that, you know, here it is at the end of the year. This is what it's focused on. Dude, in like 1 month, within 1 month, Resident Evil 2 remake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for that. Like, that's one of my most anticipated.
What's that coming out on?
PS4,
Xbox,
PC.
Xbox,
yeah. Not Switch.
Nope.
The graphics are too good. Every time it goes to my close-up, I'm fucking with my nose.
Too wet.
Stop picking your
it's
nose.
Too wet.
I've got like a thing.
Yeah.
Like
a coke problem?
Itchy? No, not that.
I've got like a thing.
Yeah, yeah, hurt my
see
nose.
See helicopters. I'll show you some helicopters.
I went on Twitter and saw a picture of Artie Lang.
Oh my God.
Yeah, looks
yes.
good.
Dude.
Looks his normal. Fucking nose.
He tweeted out. It was actually really sad. And it was the tweet said, something like feeling great, nose is
yeah.
fucked up, got to accept it, moving on. It's just like...
It's in the center of your fucking
I have
face.
Heard stories and kind of seen glimpses of other people looking up the photos, but that was the first time I'd actually seen his current situation.
Yikes!
Don't fucking do drugs.
Let's just tell everyone watching this right now, on a lark, you want to check out heroin. Don't.
I
don't
think
do
Artie
that.
Lang
don't
make
do it.
More money doing anti-drug PSAs
oh my
than,
gosh.
Than a million comedy shows.
He's so good at radio, though, too. I mean,
fucking good.
Yeah, it's
definitely he ain't being on fucking camera anymore.
They don't have a lens.
Well, now,
enough.
Jesus, that's the problem. Now all radio shows were fucking like the last thing he was on was televised or you know, video.
Yeah, people are talking about you can sniff heroin. Yeah, you can do all kinds of stuff with heroin. None of it good.
Yeah, don't. So just, you don't, usually do with heroin is.
You know what I'm going to say?
Keep
don't.
It away from your There's, mucous membrane.
I can think of good things to do with heroin. Easy. Throw it in the trash.
Oh.
Give it to a police officer.
Ooh. Oh.
Say you
mine.
Found it.
Yeah, say,
yeah,
found
say
it.
You found it.
Let God have it, which means.
What?
Throw it in the air.
Skin popping. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Once it's in the air, it's not yours.
spread it around your yard as a pesticide. Get the bugs high.
Bring it on a plane. See what happens.
Get the bugs too high to eat your garden.
Could be kind of fun.
Yeah. Try that.
Smuggle it across state lines.
Give it to an animal and just see. Check it out. You know, just kind of fun stuff.
No, that's PETA's going to shit their pants over that one.
Kevin just said put it in your veins. No.
No, what? No, 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 that's what we're not trying
well,
to do.
Opposite.
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
This asshole. This is horse we're talking about.
The H. Anyway,
sell it. What if you sell it?
Tell your teacher who gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Let them handle
hey,
it.
Hey, speaking of things that are, you know, worth a lot of money and get you really high.
Yeah.
Shop.mega64.com. It's going to give you a feeling
yeah.
equal
life.
To heroin and even better because it's cleaner, it's legal.
It's a cleaner high.
And you're going to look stylish you're and not have
so
some
fly.
Sopping snotty nose. So check it out.
You're going to be so fly, people are going to need an airplane to talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yep.
So shop.mega64.com. We got a lot of great items. I know the holidays are coming up. You know, Kevin, if they ordered something right now, would they make it by the Christmas season?
You know what?
It's cutting it close, but
I think
so.
If you're domestic, I would say order now.
I say, honestly,
this is the week
domestic.
Yeah, if you're domestic, yeah.
Yeah, if you're worldwide, we're not promising anything. But, shop.
You're cutting it a little close.
He has a lot of great stuff. Also, patreon.com/mega64 has a tremendous amount of great items. As well in
the new
form,
friend dimension that we mentioned earlier
in the form of video new friend dimension. And you know what, there's going to be some other stuff coming this week. It was supposed to be up there before, but some stuff coming this week, some kind of bonus materials that really didn't have any other place online.
Ooh.
Will go on our Patreon because there wasn't really a great way to put it in another place. So we think for the Patreon audience, it's going to land real nicely. So stay tuned, patreon.com/mega64.
Also, I want to mention, we do send out quarterly Patreon prizes,
yes.
And the cutoff to get in on this quarter is the end of this month, December 31st.
Yes.
You might as well just sign up right now so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah,
true.
We're going to show all the images and all that stuff soon for what this package is going to be.
We can announce, rule. Give them a little taste of what it is. Tell them what it is.
Tease them.
We're going to be designing a sexy new piece of headwear, some apparel coming your way, which is something we specialize in. Yes. I would describe it, but I think it'd be better if you just saw it for yourself when the design is ready, hopefully,
it's
in the next few days.
It's a little on the scary side.
That's right. And our second item, what were we talking about for that one?
A collection to trade and get involved in.
That's right.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Was a warm-up.
Ooh.
That's all we're going to say.
We got our own.
Sign up right now. Get in before December 31st. Yeah. We're going to have more announcements and some pictures to show you of all that stuff coming up soon.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah, they're going to be really cool. I'm going to segue a little bit. Still talking Nintendo, but I'm going to segue into another direction. It's still going to have the Nintendo flavor. So all you Nintendo nuts out there, you don't need to tune away. Don't go over to RJW Johnson.
Freshman philosopher.
Don't go over there.
Freshman 15. Don't go over to that.
Don't get Sean's reaction.
When the hell was it? Thursday night, it rained in California.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is a rare occurrence. So, of course, I got the camera out. I was like, hello, you know, the classic catchphrase.
Saw that.
That was silly.
Classic. You know, we're just silly.
Still
we're
doing
playing
that.
Around. And I made the poor choice to drive on the freeway. In case anyone out of California doesn't know, maybe you've heard the legends. No one in California knows what to do when it rains, including drive. They don't know that things are different once it rains. And you can't act the same in your car. You also can't drive like an insane person. Some people don't get the memo. And I was on the freeway and was suddenly struck. And it was really scary. I was
hit.
I'm not cognizant of everything that happened.
Oh my God.
Suddenly it was just boom, 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 boom.
Oh, fuck.
And I could kind of see out all the, every form of airbag around me went off.
Oh my
God.
They're
wow.
blocking the windows and they're blocked. So I'm not seeing everything, but I could see I'm going into that divider and I hit that and, both sides of my car were,
and this is in the freeway.
Crunched yeah, in the middle night. Of the freeway. So I have stopped the yeah. freeway.
Night.
And my car is smoking and dead.
Oh.
So the car starts filling with smoke. And the reason I'm bringing this up and I'm bringing up that Nintendo flavor is I went into my immediate, I was not hurt. I was not physically hurt, which is incredibly lucky.
Yeah, that's crazy.
When
good.
I walked out of the car, everyone everyone was getting out of their cars because the freeway stopped. They weren't doing anything anyway.
You're blocking the whole thing.
They're in the rain?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's still raining. And I get out and everyone is just like, oh, there's no way. Like, don't walk around. Like, don't walk around. And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I was mentally needing to catch up. It was like, I don't know. What do I do? 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 Phone. And I grab my phone and everyone's yelling like, hey, we're all calling 911. Don't worry. We're all calling 911. And then I immediately, this is within 30 seconds of the crash. My car is filling with smoke. And so I get out of it and then I go, okay, what's important in this car? Assume that the car is going to blow up. Oh, I was transporting all the old backup drives of a ton of our old videos.
Oh,
I just had them in the back of my car and I was moving them. And the old Nintendo E3 video, I remembered this because that whole night I was getting tweets about Fiza Mech. I got Fiza Mech in Smash
yeah.
Brothers. When you go into Smash Brothers and you pick a random name, it gives you Fiza Mech.
Which, let's take one quick second to realize
yeah.
how incredible that little
I'm playing
thing
with
is.
That.
Yeah.
I found it within
me
like,
too.
Within like 120 presses, boom, I got it. It
yeah.
came up quick.
We have infected our way into Smash Brothers.
That's
that
it.
Is
yeah.
amazing.
So it was like, shit, all of that's back there. Okay, what else is back there? Okay, and in my brain, this is within 30 seconds of the impact. I was like, I need to go get those and go. And I ran into the car and I found a backpack and I went, put the drives in the backpack, get the backpack there. AirPods, there they are. Okay, yeah, okay. And then camera, HD camera. All right. Is that everything? Yeah. Seal up the backpack, go. Everyone was like, sir, don't go in the car. Sir. Because it really looked like it might explode.
Yeah.
But I was in and out. I went into this survival mode where it was like, no, you're not blowing that shit up. Fuck that. And as fast as I could. And then I got out and then had the backpack on me, a box full of hard drives. And I'm like, okay. Are the police coming? And everyone was just like, dude, sit down. What the fuck are you doing? Sit down. But anyway, it was really scary. I'm fine. I've got some sick ass bruises
on the
side of
it. Did you get any pictures of the car?
What's that?
Did you get any pictures of the car?
No. I mean, other people might have that, but I was.
Did it burn?
No, it didn't end up exploding or burning or whatever.
Okay.
But
it was
a shitload of smoke.
It was smoking from the engine compartment coming into the cabin, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why they were like, they did not want you going back in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
So everyone was telling me not to, but I did it, and the videos were saved.
You did the right thing.
So we have the archives. It was probably actually pretty stupid that I did that.
No.
I should have just let them burn. But I didn't. I got them, and they're safe. Anyway, moral of the story is, you know, don't, if the rain and the storm shit is all fucked up, maybe you're good at driving. Other people are not. Maybe stay home if you can help it. That's all.
Wow.
How were their vehicle? How was their vehicle?
It looked like the front was like torn in half or something, but
oh
I could
God.
Barely see. So maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. They were sent across the freeway. Like they were way over there, and I was not going to cross the freeway and look
talk
at
to them.
So,
or
yeah.
You didn't
yeah,
have to
and
deal
it's
with
funny
them
because
at all.
I was taking some pictures, and I was like, "Why are these all blurry?" And I'm like, "Oh, my glasses have been gone this whole time. Like, what happened?"
Oh.
And then someone handed them to me. Here are your glasses. I'm like, "How do you have them?" They're like, "They're on the freeway."
Oh,
cool. Anyway, but
man.
It's all good. Everything's all good.
Not so. A scratch, huh?
This is about every 4 years. A car comes out of
yeah.
nowhere and hits
me. What the
me.
Hell, Rocco?
And then every time, it's something extremely, like, it's my driver's side or it's something, and everyone's like, yeah, you should be, like, you're definitely injured. No, I'm not. No, you don't know it yet. No, I promise
you're,
I'm not. I'm fine.
Keep
you're unbreakable.
SUVs.
You're Bruce Willis.
So, yeah. All I'm going to say is Split coming out next month. Or no, Glass. Split already came out.
Yeah.
Glass coming out. If I am not at least mentioned in the film, we're going to have it. Me and Shyamalan are going to have an issue. And when I'm mad, get a close up on me, please. And when I'm angry, people tend to run away. Okay. And there's a reason for that.
That's going to be a blockbuster. Okay.
So I hope I can find true love soon because I haven't been in love since January and it sucks.
And it sucks.
Thank you. And so if you're real and you're on Craigslist, contact me.
Are you going to buy a Hummer next? I mean,
bigger car.
Keep getting.
Yeah, more. My cars do get bigger.
Yeah. For SUVs. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go to. Did you remember I talked about
get a motorhome.
Ooh.
Yeah,
an RV.
Hey,
you remember when that guy stole that tank and then on the freeway and crashed?
Yeah. Awesome. Killdozer.
Yeah,
no, that's something else.
Oh, that was
no.
Oh,
but okay. That was in San Diego. Yeah. That's right where you crashed. That guy died right in the tank. Wow. Yeah, so the tank couldn't have sold that
your
freeway
car
either.
Died where that man died.
Maybe the driver got possessed by his ghost.
Did you guys talk about George H.W. whatever Bush
Herbert?
Died? Did you guys talk about that?
No. We were too sad about it.
We mentioned it for a second.
I wasn't here last.
We did a Barbara Bush tribute, but you're talking about Garage Bush.
Gorge Bush.
I didn't know what you were saying.
Gorge?
I'm sorry. Did I say that wrong? Sorry.
Garage Bush.
He's talking about George Hush. Yeah, George Hush obviously passed away.
Yeah, we were
all upset about that.
Hell yeah.
Sad day.
Oh man.
I don't know if you saw any of the retweets, but man.
No.
Garage Bush and George Hush were making me laugh all day long.
Garage Hush.
Rip George Garage Bushy. Hush.
Oh, man.
Barbara Busy. That was a good one. Pink. No, it doesn't matter. People are asking about injuries in the chat, but I'm good.
Yeah.
And then you said pink. Finish that thought.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I heard about the crash on social media. I saw on Twitter.
Yeah.
I saw people like wishing you, glad you're okay.
Well, I honestly tweeted about it because, like I said, everyone was tweeting at me about Fiza Mech.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, coincidentally, I just saved that video from a burning wreckage. So, well, it wasn't a burning wreckage. I'm making it sound worse than it was. But, you know.
No, but
so
I feel like
I had to.
That's the appropriate way to kind of like when you have something like that happen in your life, it's not fun to call. All right, here's like 20 people I'm going to sit down and telephone like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Or next time I see you, I have to tell that story again to everyone for a week.
Yeah.
Social media is the way to like put it out there. I heard all about it, saw you were okay, and I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
It was weird because we went to this Aquabats concert on Friday.
Yeah.
And I had strangers coming up to me that were like, glad you're okay, man. I was like.
That's where it's a little
weird. Thank you. That was okay.
Yeah, I disagree. If something like that happens to me, I'm not putting it on social media. If you know me on a daily, day-to-day basis, you'll find out.
Yeah, I didn't really talk about it. Again, this happened to me like 4 years ago, and I didn't talk about it. The only reason I did that, seriously, was the Fiza Mech. That was such bizarre
alignment.
It's
the best way to inform people. But
yeah, I feel like it.
Yeah, otherwise I would just.
It gets the job done, but. Yeah, we do have pretty wide-reaching social media presences, so it's a little different. And I'm not like on a personal like chat program with you, like Facebook or something.
Yeah,
it's a little more.
But changing topics, that Aquabats concert was awesome.
A
lot of us went to that.
To die for.
Yeah,
and
they played the whole they're like classic. It wasn't actually their first album, but it was kind of the introduction to a lot of people's. The Fury of the Aquabats, and they played that in its entirety.
Yeah.
So
I had a great time. It was a ton of fun.
Yeah, and again, it's always crazy to see that many Aquabats on stage. To see the full eight and the professor.
Yeah, seeing the horn
section. It was like, whoa.
Prince Adam doing the hand fart like trick again or whatever.
And, the sand fleas came out.
Yeah, the sand fleas.
That was awesome. It was what was so fun about that show was, and it was actually a good. I mean this in a really good way. The Bat Commander started losing his voice and even commented on it. He's like, yeah, this is bad. I'm losing my But it worked out great because that album has some instrumentals. Mm-hmm. That album has, so it worked out in his favor. And then they did the song Idiot Box, which was originally like a Go-Go 13 song, wasn't it?
Yeah, that his brother wrote like in the late 80s.
Yeah, and his brother is the professor who was there and he took over the song and dominated it. It was awesome. It was so good. Cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Such a great show. Yeah, it was so good. And you know, they did that show already in LA like earlier this year, and we missed it. It was during PAX East, so we couldn't go. They did this encore in Anaheim, and I'm so glad we were able to go. Everyone was telling me after this accident, everyone was like, you should take the day to like chill.
Yeah, because
get everything organized. Yeah. I was like, I would have had to have died to miss the show. I ain't missing it again. So I went. And
yeah, that would distract you from all the bullshit that happened yesterday.
Yeah, none of no more BS.
Yeah, but okay. I had an amazing time. So it was really fun.
It was awesome. If you can ever see the Aquabats, do it. It was they put on such a great show. It was a lot of fun. Hey, I wanted to say back on the video game subject real quick because it's something I totally forgot to bring up.
Mm.
Who ended up getting the PlayStation Classic?
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Smash Brothers, I feel like, quickly...
I looked around for it.
Oh, really?
But didn't see it anywhere.
I saw
Best
it
Buy
everywhere.
Mission Valley had the
Best
like,
Buy.
Yeah,
Mission
Valley. Target.
Okay.
Oh, really? TNT. Yeah. Like, all over they got them.
But a few of us did. Garrett, you got
it. I really liked the ad on the Game Awards that I hadn't seen previous to watching the Game
sick.
Awards.
That was really good.
That ad was really neat. I didn't ever saw that up until I already had the thing sitting on my copy table.
It was this PlayStation Classic ad where it had... like every game from that anime and like these 32-bit graphics all interacting with each other, and it was all like new art.
And I didn't know what it was from until it was at the end. It said PlayStation Classic. I was like, oh shit, why was that never put out before? But I have the thing still sitting in the box. I don't know if I'm going to get to fucking with that for a while. I think because Smash is out now especially, and I went back to playing Red Dead this weekend. I'm happy I have it.
You're not going to make time for Jumping Flash 2?
I'm going to maybe get that going up around Christmas time when there's like family around to play with.
You know, it's interesting. You just don't have time to play all these old games.
Fuck,
I say you, but I mean myself. Yeah, yeah. Nobody does.
I don't have time to play the new games I have.
I got the Sega collection on Switch. Yeah. It's 35 fucking games. Like I could kind of skim the surface of a couple of them. I found like this Legend of Zelda knockoff. I think it's called Oracle of Light, which is a badass game. But what am I going to do? Play that instead of Smash Brothers or Red Dead Redemption or God of War?
Well, so I was going to say I've been playing mine here. I have it hooked up here. I honestly have been having fun with it. Like, I know it's got its own flaws that we knew about going in and all that. But there's a lot of games that are either genuinely fun or dumb, and they're fun because they're dumb. You know, like Destruction Derby has not aged.
That game.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It has
it
not
sucks.
Aged good,
no.
But I'm having fun playing it. Like, oh my God. You know?
I used to play that so much as a kid.
Yeah, Garrett did too. I believe.
Is Twisted Metal
Twisted
on
Metal.
There?
Twisted Metal 1's on there. Yeah.
Is Road Rash on there?
No.
No.
Oh, they fucked
you. That's the thing. I was looking at the games list and I was like, this is okay.
It's only 20 though.
It's only 20. It's $100. And
I'm going to look up the game.
You know
list.
It's funny when... The NES Classic came out and the cable was like that long.
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, this sucks, but I guess it was whatever. It was like, what, $50? Okay. But this is $100 now and the cable's like this long. And it's like, you couldn't give us another like... Yeah. In what world does this work? I don't understand why they keep doing this.
Everyone's got
the Super Nintendo one didn't... That was a lot better, wasn't it?
It wasn't a lot better. It was better, but I still had my adapter for the other ones.
Really?
It didn't matter. Yeah, it was it was like...
Oh, I thought they improved it a lot.
I don't
remember having an issue
with
it. I mean,
if they would have doubled it, it still would have been too short. Up in the NES, you know? So I don't know.
Yeah, everyone's got, like, big HD TVs. Most people do in their living rooms. So, yeah, a cable that's that short is just impractical.
It was honestly laughable. And now that you're spending $100 on it, it's like,
yeah,
dude.
So that's what I was going to say is I've had so much fun just fucking around with it.
Yeah.
And now people have discovered... a debug like hack for it.
I'm super into this.
Somebody plugged in a keyboard instead of a controller because it's USB and hit escape and they found a debug menu and there's all this stuff to mess with. And so I love all that.
Yeah.
Now, if this thing was $50, I would say, hey, fuck the reviews. Just go get it and fuck around with it. I would. At 100, I can't do that. At 100, that $100 is hard to swallow. So like that's my review in a nutshell. A lot of fun things to fuck around with. It's goofy, whatever. At 50, I could have said, ignore the reviews and go get it. But $100 is, you know, that's a lot.
20-year-old console.
Yeah.
The original console was $200 when it came out.
They should have made this thing cheap as hell, and it would have been a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Cool Borders 2, Metal Gear Solid. I saw some other great games on there. Oddworld Abe, Final Fantasy VII, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, there are good games on there.
Yeah,
there are.
I've been playing Mr. Driller like every day I've come here. Like, I love Mr. Driller, you know, so whatever. I'm having fun, but should have been, yeah, $50 to $60. At 100, it's just like, what are we doing? I don't know.
So. It came with two controllers, though, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's the first mini system.
Yeah.
Basically charging you. Super Nintendo had two.
Oh,
it
did?
It was $80 and it had two.
That's good. True. Yep.
It's,
oh, that's good.
They're charging you $5 a game. So it's a $5 per game package of 20 games.
Which, you know,
that's the best way to look at it.
And you would... I would spend $5 on those games in like the PlayStation Store.
That's how much they are in the PlayStation Store about.
So that makes sense to me, but I also wouldn't choose those games.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
it's
that's,
a package.
That's where we kind of...
But again, it's a game for 20 games.
But I do like package... the one thing I will say I do like about packages like this is it does make me play stuff I would never...
Mm. Yeah.
Because
I've played 2 hours of Persona 1.
Oh, wow.
Maybe even longer of what I played of 5.
Right.
When would I have ever done that if that wasn't like on this cute little PlayStation in my office, you know?
Yeah.
So I do enjoy that. Part of me really wants to beat Persona 1 just because I know a lot of people will be pissed that I played that before 4 or 5. I played like 10 or 15 hours of 4.
That's the order you're supposed to play them in.
No, but but people are, you know, such fanboys for the latest ones that maybe they wouldn't like that.
If they get mad over that, tell them to get a life.
They're jealous because they're not real enough gamers to have started with Persona 1.
What order do you watch Evangelion? Sean, what order do you watch Evangelion?
Yeah, do you know the right order?
Do you even know it? Try to name it.
Yeah, just try.
It's not what you think.
Can you even do it?
Do you remember any of the characters? Or
Masato, Pen-Pen, Rei, Shinji, Kaji.
Uh-oh. What kind of emotions does he stir up inside you? You want to say anything?
No. Move on.
I'm happy to continue on.
Unit one.
Does Tim Tebow still play football? I don't even know.
I think he plays in the Canadian League.
Tim Tebow?
Really? Oh, he's not playing here?
No.
What happened? Wasn't he great?
No. He was never good. He was never good, and people honestly did not like the praying thing. It became like a spectacle.
Wow, that's really
in secret. You told me that was a really strong man who's able to go down on one knee for his belief.
Derek heard you say that, and he said, "Jesus Christ!" And that's true. That's what it's about.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
It's a reason for the season.
But
you guys are excited about Smash?
It's the war on Christmas, and now it's affecting football.
Oh no, you're right. I'm confused. Legitimately, Johnny Manziel. You don't know who that is, but he was terrible, and he got
wasn't she the voice of Frozen?
Tim Tebow last season played for the New York Mets baseball team in the minor leagues
and did not do
very good.
Oh, Michael
only
Jordan
Bo
shit.
Knows that
he tried to switch sports, and it's not going well for poor Tim.
I guess that God thing is bullshit.
You know, you could say that. You could say that. Proves it.
I would never.
We figured it out. Tim Tebow figured it out. If he can't do good at everything, then there is no God.
Well, I gotta balance that side of the set out.
He's just not the chosen one.
Do you ever notice they're afraid to say Merry Christmas?
What's up with that?
Yeah. I've seen, you know what? My new college I'm going to, Prager, they taught me all about it.
Prager U? I love those videos. Hell yeah.
Dude, you're attending?
Fuck
too.
Yeah. What happened to masculinity?
Where'd it go?
Why? Did we forget that it was valuable?
There are these
I've
YouTube.
I've a bunch of those too.
You did too?
I'm not joking.
University videos.
I'm not joking.
I'm not joking either. I've watched like 5 of them.
There's these YouTube pre-rolls now that are pretty good.
I watch the YouTube channel. Go ahead.
I legitimately like watching shit from points of view I ain't got.
For people who don't know, Prager University is a YouTube channel which is directed at on-the-fence liberals, people who identify as liberal, but they're more moderate, and they want to take those people and spin them.
They want to turn them
hard
red.
Into conservative political ideology. So they take really kind of ambiguous topics like, is masculinity a good thing or a bad thing? You know, a question is like, I don't know. It's not really a clear answer to that.
Tell me
what you think. And then I never thought about it. They start from there.
And the spin starts.
And it's just the fucking spin zone. Yeah. And the videos are, They make all these like logical leaps that are really fun to watch if you're just like, you know.
Some of them are like, though, like how fucked up it is to not say Merry Christmas. I'm like, who gives
was,
a fuck?
That was the one I was watching. Yeah, it was some a pre-roll like, for
why is this an issue to begin with?
I do like watching people get outraged over things that I think are silly. Enjoy that.
One of them was straight up batshit. It was minimum wage is really bad, and raising the minimum wage is worse. But we should get rid of the minimum wage to begin with.
Oh.
That was the starting point. Huh. And I was like, interesting.
I'm confused.
A little nutty.
I don't know why all of these videos are coming into my pre-rolls, because what am I watching that the algorithm is like, yeah, this guy wants to watch these PragerU pre-rolls.
Well, they're apparently right.
But people have talked about that. Like, what? If you watch one thing that's like that, you'll get a billion of them, you know.
Yeah, so. And that's the thing is you watch it facetiously, and then it's like, oh, he likes this.
One time it was Feminist Wrecked. And I don't know, the thumbnail looked interesting. It was one fucking click.
No,
every day.
There was a video that I think I favorited it.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Someone made, I favorited it because the editing of the video looked like something I would have done as a joke. And it was called like, what was it? It was like Joe Rogan destroys feminists at a comedy show. And it was him and Bill Burr. And the editing was like, was seriously like the shit I would do for like the SGC videos.
Yeah.
It was like, watch this feminist get destroyed. And then even it would show them on stage talking to this woman, and they would give the woman a red evil glow. And Joe Rogan would have the blue glow as he talked. And the woman is like, well, I think Michelle Obama could be president. And then Bill Burr goes, ha, why? Because she danced on Ellen? Boo, destroyed! Evil. No, and what did it say? Good defeats evil. The effects in it were incredible.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I favorited the video. I knew, it's like, anybody who sees me favoriting this, they're going to know I favored it because it's edited so fucking stupid.
Yeah, will they?
But then all my recommended videos were like,
oh, feminazi
toxic
shit.
Toxic feminism strikes again.
No.
Why? And it's like, oh,
yeah.
I didn't want
and
this.
That is a shame because.
I just want Mr. Bean
now
highlights.
I wonder though, when we favorite that, it's like, do people know that it's like, we're looking at the editing of that video?
Yeah.
Because that's what we see. Because we edit videos all the time. That's all we see. It's like, oh, that's weird. That's,
the whole problem with algorithms is so much of my taste is ironic. Like, I'm liking this
shit
because I hate it so much. And I just want to like stir the shit pot within my own feelings. You know, like I want to watch stuff that gets me fired up.
Who was at our studio, our old studio, and we had that Fall Out Boy Rolling Stone cover poster.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's like huge. And they're like, why do you have that? I was like, oh, we hate Fall Out Boy. Okay. Why do you have that?
Yeah,
because we hate Fall Out Boy, so obviously we have the poster.
We have the cover story in poster
look
form.
Look how fucking lame they look.
Because that's how our brains work. Of like, oh, we really don't like this, so we're going to have a poster of it.
And the algorithm like doesn't get that. No.
Yeah,
and it fucks it all up. It's like, I don't really want to have this shit suggested to me. Come on.
I watched a couple videos. Now I'm just like subscribed to a Prison Planet. I don't want that.
Yeah. So you got to work on those algorithms. Speaking of algorithms, you know, it's funny. A week ago, we talked shit about Tumblr.
We
and
did.
Made some jokes.
Frank.
And
Eve,
then the next day.
Poor
the
Frank.
The next day,
we did
Tumblr was decapitated. Yep. Yeah. No adult material. Great. Fine, whatever. Well, I mean, it's not great. I mean, we're all very sad. But, okay, they did that. But, like, their algorithm flagged all these posts that weren't that. So, like, Mariel was showing me. She's like, yeah, I did artwork of a cat, and it's flagged. It's like, what is happening?
That's what it... You know, the algorithm...
auto-detects furry stuff and just...
it knows slang.
I saw that, but I think that, like, that's going to get sorted out, right? Like,
dude, that site's been dying for
years. I have some more info on
this. Insider.
Have you heard about Facebook?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. People have been having posts taken down for really innocuous just text.
What?
Like, even saying fuck in a sentence, they got flagged.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
42,
wait,
baby.
What?
This is some bitch shit.
And here's what's going on is, so Facebook rolled out all these new rules. And it's like, yeah, you can't refer to like we may flag you for really overtly sexual stuff in a way that may be uncomfortable. So, and they gave examples, and they are insane. They are like, looking for a good time tonight? What? Like, you could, it's shit like that. So it's like, where did this come from? Because this is insane. Here's the source.
Oh.
There is a law about to be passed. I don't know the names of it. There are names. Other people will know them. Huh. There are a set of laws passing next month about sex work and where it cannot be done.
In like, America or?
Yeah, in America.
Okay.
Where you know, sites cannot allow sex work to happen even if they're not aware of it. So they could, their site could, a site could be, Facebook could be taken down even if it's happening and they don't even know that users are doing it.
So like Craigslist got rid of it.
So all these, this, the way that this law is worded is so stupid and shitty
easy to
And written by old people who do not understand.
Yeah.
Of course. And so all of these sites are having to cover their ass because it's like, shit, like one rogue thing could take down Facebook. Like,
that'd be
what the fuck?
That would be so funny.
So, so they're all passing these rules to like, yeah, don't even say looking for a good time tonight. Anything that alludes like
that's
that.
It's just stupid.
And
like,
it's like,
here's
what
I'll do.
What the fuck is happening?
Just get, let it known. Cheeseburgers is code word for blowjob.
Yeah.
And then I'll post on Facebook. Could really go for a cheeseburger right about now.
Hey.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of money for this cheeseburger.
Or roses. You give them roses for the cheeseburger.
Here's what's going to happen.
Yeah, tonight, like, how do you combat code words?
Well,
like,
let's
what
that.
The
let's
fuck?
Set it right now. That is what that means. Cheeseburger is blowjob. If you say you want a cheeseburger, you know what you really
want.
Yeah. Well, now we're free. Yeah. Everyone else is shackled by this, but we can say whatever we want.
I want a cheeseburger.
I could go for a burger.
No onions.
Yeah. Wait. You ever heard that song, Cheeseburger in Paradise?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You give me the cheeseburger, I'll give you the secret sauce.
Oh.
Whoa.
No, see, now we know what it means.
Now, Aquabats wrote Cheeseburger Politics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That song is about Bill Clinton.
Uh-oh. Damn.
It's on the dress, that special sauce.
Yeah. Someone, the blue dress. The blue McDonald's uniform.
You know, I could go, guys, I could go for a double. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, dude. Yeah. And
protein
animal style is what I take all my clothes off.
Oh,
horny dog.
Animal style. Yeah. You think about it, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, like
and
the Whopper
eaten
burgers.
Pussy. I didn't know what to do.
No,
I
didn't know what
come on.
We'll call that.
That's gonna get banned.
We'll call that. That's a sloppy Joe.
Yeah.
So what do you want to eat tonight? Who's down for cheeseburgers? Who's down for sloppy Joe's?
That lunch lady from Billy Madison.
Oh.
Hamburger.
Extra sloppy.
You like them extra sloppy, kid?
Having an extra sloppy.
Yeah, lady. You know what she was telling you about? Yeah. Oh.
Food will do for now.
If you want to, if you're on Facebook and you want to feel a tit.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Ask for two chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Mm. Chicken tendies.
Call them chicken tendies. And that's code word for I want to feel some boobies.
Yeah.
I'm going to tweet that right now.
I'm going to say.
I'm in the mood for some chicken tendies.
Chicken tendies.
And it's amazing because we're just five idiots and we're here outsmarting Facebook.
Yeah, fuck you, Zuckerberg.
Yeah, they can't fuck with this.
You Android looking motherfucker. Waiting for those short circuits to start happening behind those glassy eyes.
Fucking Data's stepbrother, Zuckerberg.
Get the fuck out of here.
Put in the emotion chip before you film your next video.
Ruin an Instagram, bitch.
Thank you.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
Is there going to be cheeseburgers on the Christmas cast next week?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, well, there will be for the winter.
Oh, yeah, Christmas cast next week. Cheeseburgers.
Next week?
Good night.
I'm going to get the most cheeseburgers.